It's not about whether or not you're qualified or whether or not you try hard enough. It's whether or not you're willing to let go of the things that stand in the way of your destiny. There's a difference between achieving and accomplishing what you feel like you should or feel like you need. Forget all that. It's your destiny, and there's stuff in the way of your destiny that you need to jettison. That's different. And in many respects, that's much easier because accomplishing something has an infinite number of unknowns. How do I do this? What are the components? What is the amount of effort required? What do I have to become? What skills must I acquire? What knowledge must I attain? There's an infinite number of variables to what can I accomplish to get there. And therefore, it seems impossible and unattainable, and is in that respect. The beauty of true Christianity, Christ in you, the hope of glory, it's not what you attain, it's not what you know, it's not what you acquire, it's not what you have or do. It's what are you willing to jettison? What are you willing to let go of that is standing in the way? Pride, selfishness, fear, love of the world, love of self, idolatry of various forms, all that junk is stuff that you can let go of. And then your destiny emerges like a helium balloon being released. It rises to the level that God called it to be in. There's very much difference between trying to blow up the balloon to get there versus getting the crud off the top of the helium balloon that's trying to burst out, wants to burst out, and it's its destiny to burst out. And you just got to get the crud off the top. That's attainable. The other is not. The other can never be attained by any human, ever, under any circumstances. But this is attainable because it's all the same stuff that we have to be willing to let go of. It takes faith to believe that God is better than we are, God knows better than we do, God will care for us better than we can care for ourselves, and God is trustworthy and we are not. Having faced those facts, you can get the crud off and let go. And in letting go, you find that you are now praying, you are now worshiping, you are now serving. You didn't acquire or achieve or accomplish any of that. You simply got your flesh out of the way and let your destiny, Christ in you, the hope of glory, begin to emerge and take his rightful place. All of him and none of you. All other world religions are based on self. Jesus brought us something that is unbelievably different than anything man has ever thought up himself, like all the other world religions. Very different. Christ in you, the hope of glory, is an emergent, glorious episode of life that just doesn't have any bounds. It isn't about anything to do with us except getting us out of the way. So you find yourself in practical ways, thinking of yourself. You choose to turn your eyes and your heart towards him. You find yourself being introverted or introspective or judgmental of others or self-centered or lustful in your flesh for food or some other thing. You turn your heart and your mind towards him and you renounce those things. The things that are made of flesh, God said, they're obvious. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious. Why did he say that? Because he wanted us to know that there ain't no big mystery here. You want to know what the crud is you need to get rid of? It's not hard to know. There's no mystery here. They're obvious. The acts of sinful nature are obvious. You can feel them in your bones. I feel jealousy in my bones. It's an ugly feeling. I feel hatred in my bones. It's an ugly feeling. I feel laziness in my bones. It drains me. It makes me sick. Or I start to compare, or I start to this or that or the other. It's obvious. If I care at all, I'm going to know this is not God. My pulse is racing. There's a lump in my throat. My eyes are bulging. My blood pressure's up. I feel terrible. I couldn't worship or say or do much nice without being a total hypocrite to save my life. I know I am out of the Spirit. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious. And your mind says, yeah, but I'm right. Yeah, but I'm right. Yeah, but I'm right. No. In your spirit, you know you're wrong. Forget that. Here, you know you're wrong. Renounce it, walk away from it, and open your hands and your heart towards Him, regardless of personal cost, regardless of fear, regardless of consequences of any kind. You let go. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious. So the things you need to let go of, God said, I'm going to make sure you know exactly what those are. I'm going to give you all the signs in conscience and in heart to know. I'm going to make it obvious to you what things you must release in order to let my life emerge in you. So we're all without excuse for that reason, because we all know exactly what those things are day by day that are getting in the way of the full emergence of the full character and the stature of Christ that Ephesians 4 said we're all destined for and promised to have as our capacity. Again, practical. Acts of the sinful nature, obvious. You have a thought float through your mind, that's easy for Him to say. You have a thought float through your mind, wow, that was whatever, or yeah, but, or any of those thoughts, you must crush those thoughts. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious. I'm mad, I'm fearful, I'm whatever. You must crush those thoughts. God gives you the capacity to crush those, get the garbage off so that the emergence of Christ in His full stature can begin to form in your life. Christ can be formed in you. It's not that hard. It's not a mystery. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious. If you wonder why that word was in there, it almost sounds like a weird word for Paul to have written, right? The acts of the sinful nature are obvious. Well, that's why he put it there, because he wanted us to know that there are no mysteries here. You can know. You can feel it in your bones. I'll list some of them for you right here. These are the kind of things where you feel it in your bones. You can identify it in your mind. That's not God. That's not edifying. That's not like Jesus. That'll take me nowhere. If I embrace that thought, that'll ruin my attitude, won't it? That'll cause enmity and discord. That'll cause unbelief and fear. I know where that thought leads. They're all obvious. We just have to choose to do something about it when they float through our minds. If it's pride, I could have done that. Or, oh, that was good. I can do what other people can't do. It's obvious. It's stupid. It's idiotic. And it will ruin you if you embrace it. And it will free you if you reject it. They're obvious. All these thoughts that float through your mind, the ones that ruin you, are obvious. Get rid of them. Free yourself to live out the destiny that God called you to and deposit He put in you, the inheritance He laid before you.